This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Well, we begin the day with very positive news flow. The SGX Nifty is indicating that after four straight days of gains, the gains will continue in the market this morning as well. Now, we have good macroeconomic data coming through. Both the IIP as well as the CPI print for the months of August and September have indicated that inflation is on the downside and growth has picked up, which is great for our own markets. Also, there's been a large investment from TPG Group into Tata Motors. TPG has invested 7,500 crores in Tata Motors' electric vehicle arm. It's a big boost for India Inc. It shows the confidence that some of these global PE players have in the India growth story. That will definitely boost the market sentiment. Along with that, we have important earnings today. Infosys, Wipro, Mindtree to report their numbers. After TCS's disappointing showing, let's see how the street reacts to these numbers. However, India has been decoupling from global markets, so even yesterday, you had the Dow fall about 117 points. The Dow was down for the third straight day as investors are awaiting inflation and bank earnings. IMF on Tuesday cut the global growth forecast to 5.9% for 2021, saying that supply-side challenges and persistent COVID spread is something that could hit growth. And let's not forget that oil continues to be a big headwind. It is at a three-year high. Brent touched $84.2 a barrel yesterday. However, buy-on dips is something that could continue in our own markets. But let's not forget that both foreign and domestic investors sold yet again in the cash markets for a second straight day. FIs sold 278 crores in the cash markets, while DIIs sold 741 crores. Hope you folks have a great trading day. Do watch out for stocks like Tata Motors and Reliance Industries, where there have been big deals announced. Those will definitely be in focus. Thanks for tuning in to the Market Podcast.